Ah, my favorite Bill is here. We want to welcome Teresa back. I'm glad you're feeling better, Teresa. Wow. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. Have you noticed how warm it is out? People are jogging. You know, what's the matter with them? It's March. Do you think it's safe for me to take off my studded tires, you guys? Oh, God's good. Let's look to the Lord. Let's welcome our wonderful King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, how we love you. Oh, you are so special. Thank you, Savior, for loving us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this wonderful season. Oh, Father, thank you for this wonderful season. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray right now. I pray for our speaker tonight, Eleanor. I bless her in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for every ear to hear, every heart to listen. I pray you'll cause us to see. Let us flow together as a family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exercise, Lord. Exercise your gift within each one of us. Stir it up. Father, stir up the gift. Father, put your finger on the one that you want to share this evening. Give them courage to come forward and share what they see or hear. Lord, bless our worship. Bless our worship, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
The Spirit of the Lord says, this is a time of great unveiling, for I am unveiling your eyes and I'm unveiling your heart to see me. I am taking the veil that's been upon the eyes of those who don't know me, and I'm unveiling them. This is a time where I'm unveiling my purposes in the earth. I'm unveiling the kingdom, and I'm unveiling your eyes to see the King of the kingdom who rides forth in victory. And I'm looking for a people who will seek me with their whole heart, for they are the ones who will find me. Their eyes will be open, and a light shall burn like a fire within their eyes and within their bellies, says the Spirit of the Lord. And they shall ride forth with me during this day, during this time of unveiling, and they shall be light bearers. They shall carry light into the darkest of places, in homes and in nations and around the world. There will be a great unveiling of the light of the glory of God. Will you come? Will you come to me? Seek me with your whole heart. This is a time for a cry from the people of God, for I will unveil my purpose for you. And where it has been cloudy and where it has been dark, a breath will come from heaven, says the Spirit of God, and will blow that away in the light of the glory of the presence of the King. Come on, come on, rise up with me now, says the Lord. Rise up with me into your destiny. Rise up with me into your purpose, for it's upon the land you shall have it. I have been orchestrating history. I have been setting in motion those things that must be, for I choose to unveil the King of the kingdom to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were two very important words that were delivered tonight, and I want you to ponder them. I want you to think about what was just said. Because remember, we're looking for the word that's speaking to us. So I want you to tell me what the Lord spoke to you through Eleanor's word. What did you hear? We're being trained to listen now. Listen to the voice of the Lord. He's giving us authority. Yes. Yes. We're to rise up. Yes. Don't look at the giants. Amen. Look at his promises. Okay. Take back what has been stolen. What else? Ride on the wind of the Spirit. Yes, a very strong word of the Lord there. Fill your sails as you wail. That was a good word. Pardon? Dance with God through the land. Yes, thank you. Dance, celebrate, glory. Seek me with your whole heart. That came through very strong. Did you hear him say, I have given you the land? I have given you. It's already ours. Yes. Wail over the land. That's for those of you who are intercessors, you understand that's a deep crying over the land. Come on. God's listening. He's moving. Someone else. Hallelujah. Did you hear the questions that he asked at the end? He asked you a question, which means he's waiting for an answer from you. But you have to remember the question to give him an answer. He said, I am seeking a people who seek me with their whole heart, and they shall be light bearers. Light bearers in the home, light bearers in nations and around the world. Then he asked, will you come to me? That's question number one. And will you seek me with your whole heart? I'm going to ask you now, will you come to him? It's a decision. It's not something you decide today and then forget tomorrow. It's a turning away from and coming to him. Will you seek him with all your heart? If you say, I want to pray for those who are really compelled to respond to these questions. If you feel this is something you are responding to faithfully, that you believe about the filling of the sails and wailing over the land, that he's given it to us, and you believe you're one called to seek him and come to him, then I want you to signify your agreement just by standing. And baby, you don't have to stand. I don't want you to wake the baby up. Oh. All right, come on. Baby's saying yes too. We're just simply saying yes to the questions that God asked. Will you come to me? He asked you that. Will you seek me with all your heart? All right. All right. Hallelujah. Father, you see them standing before you just in simple childlike faith. They're just responding to your word, Father. You asked us a question. We're standing. We're saying yes. We say yes, Father. We will come to you. We'll come to you tonight. We'll come to you tomorrow. We'll come to you next week. We'll come to you next month. We will come to you. We will say yes. We will say yes. We will say yes. We seek you with all our hearts. The word of the Lord says, draw me and I shall run after you. Father, draw us so that we can seek you with all of our heart. Father, draw us that we can look to you and come to you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. How many of you understand that yesterday, the other night, the lunar eclipse was very significant. Solar eclipse that happened was very significant, and it happened at 2:18. I woke up yesterday morning from a dream, and in the dream, I'm walking on the beach, and this is in the Norton Sound area where I'm from. And as I'm walking on the beach, the whole earth begins to burn. And I look to the ocean, and the waves are coming up. They're coming high, they're big, but they too begin to burn. And it's like a huge wave, like the kind that you see surfers on, and it's burning and it's coming to the shore. And so I'm walking along the shore, I meet people along the way, and I get to the first home to see if there would be people that would be willing to pray, because I understand that because the earth is burning, that the Lord is coming very soon. And I look for people to pray, but they're more interested in looking at the earth and seeing what's happening on the earth. And I get to the second house, and they too want to see what's happening in the earth. And so I go out with them from the home, and we look over there on the knoll, and I could actually see seeds in the ground. They're burning. But as the seed comes up out of the ground, it becomes a salmon berry, and it's fully ripened, and it's burning. And the Lord gave me this understanding. In Acts chapter 2, it talks about, in the last days that saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And then in verse 19, it says, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, that great and notable day. And what I understood as I woke up from the dream was that the fire of God on the inside of us, in our belly, it's going to cover this whole earth as the waters cover the sea. And that the fire of the Holy Ghost, when we understand that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of us, if our heart is good ground, it's going to bring forth fruit that's full of the fire of Jesus, of the Holy Ghost. And when we say, I woke up and I began to, my spirit, I began to do warfare for those that I love. And those that I love that are still in drugs, those that I love that are still in alcohol, and the word of God on the inside of me, I understood that the Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead, the dunamis dynamite power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of me, as I make agreement with the Holy Ghost and I say, Father, Lord Jesus, you said we will speak to this mountain of addiction, and this mountain of addiction has to be as nothing. I see past that mountain of addiction, and I see my son and my daughter-in-law fully saved, fully healed, fully delivered. And as the seed of the word comes out from my heart, fired by the Holy Ghost, the whole earth is going to begin to burn with the glory of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God, we're not going to look at the things of the earth. We are not going to keep our mouth shut. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Some of us don't worship pretty. Some of us aren't exactly quiet. Some of us are, that's okay, but not everybody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Lord. We keep on welcoming you. We keep on welcoming you, Holy Ghost and fire. We keep on saying yes to you. Charlie. imichluta anchnaktailut nchwangne. Holy Ghost, come and fill us more. Chali, Lord, more. Chali, more. Hallelujah. He is so good. Some of the stuff that some of us got saved from. Oh my goodness. Huh? The worship team is awesome. You guys are awesome. God is bringing an increase to each one of you. He's bringing an increase to you. He's coming with a visitation of His Holy Ghost and fire to you to bring you up higher. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to welcome all of you out tonight. We thank you so much for coming. His presence is so sweet tonight. We don't want to disturb what the Holy Ghost wants to do. I want to thank Judith for giving the word of the Lord. I want to thank Dorothy. We want to thank Eleanor for getting unlocked. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We don't take up an offering. You give freely as unto the Lord. As the Spirit of the Lord moves upon your heart, you come and you give your offering as unto the Lord. As the Spirit of God touches you and you agree with something in the Spirit, you come and you give your offering during worship, during the message, during anytime. I don't care when. That's between you and God. We're not going to pry it out of you or manipulate you. Those days are over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know the elders tonight, 80, some in their late 70s, some in their 80s, they were up here. That's revival, people. I mean, if we can't get the young ones to move, man, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's going to be such a breakthrough tonight. There's going to be a breakthrough tonight for you. You want to receive a breakthrough tonight? I do. I don't want to get satisfied and status quo in my walk. I've been there too long. And sometimes you don't even know it when you start warming up the pew bench and it starts having marks. You lie. Jesus. God is going to set us free tonight. Oh, man, has He set me free from so much. Over and over and over again. I remember the first dream I had back in the day. Oh man, when the deliverance started. Woo, wouldn't quit. Thank you, Jesus. I was stunned. I needed deliverance. Thank you, Lord. God is going to come and set us free tonight. God is going to bring a healing to you tonight where you don't even know you need it. Amen. Where you don't even know you need to be set free, he's going to come. He's going to come and he's going to put a fresh touch upon you with his Holy Ghost and fire. And it's all about his love. Amen. Amen. This past January, a few of us were down in Texas at a conference. And there was a native apostle there, Jay Swallow. Some of you know him. A man who has walked a very long, laborious walk for his people. He's a Cheyenne. He has made quite an impact in the First Nations people down in the Lower 48. And I know he's been up here a couple times. But back in January, he got up and he was asked to come and open up the conference in his native tongue. And when I've heard him open up in his native tongue before, and you know, it's always moving to me. But something really moved that time. After he got done, and the session went on, and then the session was over, thank God. The fire of God hit me. The travail hit me. And I haven't had travail hit me in a very long time. And sometimes the Holy Ghost is he just messes up with you sometimes. You know, he doesn't allow us to stay everything in place, huh? He messes us up sometimes. And I'm so glad about it. Aren't you glad about it? I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. Tonight I really want to honor Mary. Mary, I'm so grateful to you. Over the years, she has been so steady in her walk with the Lord and helping me to get out of church jailhouse. Church jail. Church jail. When she had her conferences and invited us, we had to look. Whoa, man, something's happening over here. It's not just in my little corner. Really? And we went. Robert talked about it this morning. Isn't it so freeing to come and be with the rest of the body of Christ? Thank you so much for having those conferences, Mary. That has caused so many of us to grow. Hasn't it? Let's honor Mary tonight. Let's stand up and honor Mary. Thank you very much. I hope when I'm her age, I'll still be going strong for the Lord. And she's still very young, and she's And she's going stronger than ever. And there is no anytime soon end of anything. You know, because, I mean, I look at my elders and I am so amazed. Look at how many elders we have in the house tonight. Don't you want to still be going that strong? They were up here dancing. They were up here dancing. They were up here dancing. And of course, Mama Kay, Grandma Kay, in her 80s, almost 90, up here dancing, people. Man, light a fire under our butts, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So when I heard Apostle Jay Swallow start going in his native tongue, it hit me. I was, oh man, I just thought my mind was going, oh, what are you doing? Why are you doing this now? But I didn't want to stop it because it felt so precious. And I started wailing and howling. And I was thinking, oh God, I'm embarrassing my team. Oh God, Mary's here, Judith is here, Robert's here, Jose is here. You know, and but it, when the presence of God hits you, I mean, we can stop it. We can say, nope, no. I'm too what's that? Dignified. I'm too devout. Thank you. I need help with my, I'll get there. And so, of course, it had hit Judith too. But I was just like, ah! Oh my God. But what I wanted to say about that is, you know, it broke something over me. It broke something in me. God doesn't hit us like that just so we look foolish. And we can't drum it up. Like, I can't drum it up now. That, you know, it would be fake. It would just be a put-on. But when it hits you, and it hit me so strong, I just went with it, but I didn't complete it. Because my mind was going, not here, not now. Why? What's happening? But I knew it. My spirit knew what was going on. But it was just inconvenient. Sorry, Holy Ghost. I am sorry. I'm sorry, Holy Ghost. Sometimes our flesh, man, gets in the way all the time. Until it learns to come into subjection and submission. And so, at that time, I really felt, you know, as I was pondering on it, I really felt like I was travailing over the land of Alaska. And my Yupik name is Nunapik. It means the real land. And a lot of times I just really feel connected to the land. And so I was really wailing and travailing over the land and feeling it. It just, I can't explain it. Except for if you see your baby hurt or you see your loved one hurt, you feel that pain and that groan. And I was feeling that. And from there, it's like I received And I felt like in the spirit, well, it was pretty obvious that Apostle Jay was in his last days. And I knew in the spirit that that was the last time I'm going to get to see him. And I wasn't close to him, but I honor my elders. I really honor my elders. And we don't know what kind of walk they walked. We don't know. Every generation has to plow through something. And so when I pondered it, it's like God was, you know how when you have a visitation from God, God unfolds more? You know, when you get a touch from God or he ministers to you, he unfolds more. As I was just pondering it, he was saying to me that he was releasing a fresh impartation to heal the land. And I know that we have like Dorothy here. I honor Dorothy. She has an assignment to heal the land. And to heal the people, the hearts of people. I know some of you may not understand this, but it talks about it in the Word. And so I just feel like tonight God is going to release a healing to you. Not just to your physical bodies, but God is going to heal some of your soul issues, some of your the mind, the will, the emotions. God is going to heal you. And you know, there is a time when God showed me our spirit man can be frail. Our spirit man, when we don't feed our spirit in the Word and allow the Holy Ghost to come over and over again, it's like this. You have a car and you keep driving that car, eventually it's going to run out of gas, right? We are like that. If we don't get continually filled with the Holy Ghost, pretty soon we're going to run out of gas and we're just going to sit there. Go no place. Not effective anymore. And our spirit man can become stagnant. There was one time when I saw that in Robert and I, it was like we were in a fetal position. Our spirit man, I saw it in the spirit. And I begin to say, we need to wake up our spirit man. We need to command our spirit man to come alive and wake up. And we just begin to declare that over each other. And so God is going to heal tonight. It's not just going to be a physical healing. He's going to come and he's going to heal some of you in your soul. He's going to come and he's going to heal some of you in the spirit, in your spirit man. Sometimes our spirit man becomes wounded when we've suffered things in the church. Our spirit man becomes wounded. And so God is going to come and heal tonight. And then in February, I had my second travail. I went on a trip and this time the travail was more of a militaristic. And then a praise that was high and you know, that Psalms 149, verse 6 through 9. Let's turn there real quick. Psalms 149, verse 6. Let the high praises, he says, let We have a choice in the matter. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. What for? To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. Why? To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the written judgment, this honor have all his saints. All of us have this honor. We all have the authority. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you have the honor to execute punishment on the enemy and take back the land. You have authority in your home. You have authority on the job. You have authority in the sphere of influence that you are placed in. Amen. And we wield it carefully and with wisdom, not foolishly and presumptuously. And so when I went into this and the Lord gave me that verse, I felt like what happened then when I started climbing in the Spirit is it's like I felt like a ceiling, a glass ceiling was broken over. It was broken off from me, off from my prophetic gifting. You know how sometimes you can try to pray and pray and pray and nothing happens? It's like brass. That's what can happen not only in our prayer life, but even in our gifting. Sometimes it's like your gifting can wane, especially where it's not welcomed, where it's not honored. It just kind of folds up and go, well. Not welcome here. Your gift, but as soon as it's welcomed, it goes. Whew. I recognize that the first time I started being around Mary and around Judith and then around different leaders that have said, we want to welcome you. I know when the Lord led us here to Abbott Loop, it's like when we were welcomed. I didn't realize how my gift had waned. I mean, not that I wouldn't prophesy, but it wasn't sharp. It didn't feel alive. It felt like I had to stir it up constantly. When it's welcomed, it's easy. And I want to honor Pastor Joni here tonight in the back. Thank you so much for opening up the church to us. We really, really thank you and your husband. We appreciate you. So when they said, we welcome you here, we want you here, it's like, you do? You know, how many understand what I'm saying? Amen. That felt really nice. So I felt like something in me went, whew, it opened, and it felt easy after that. So when I went into travail the second time, I felt this glass ceiling break off from me. And it felt really easy to climb after that. And then I started having dreams again like crazy. I'm just talking just February. Just not that I didn't dream before. I would still have dreams, and I could still prophesy, and I could still, you know, but it wasn't as often, and it had to be stirred up. But since then, it's just like, whew, something broke off. And now it's kind of like, I feel like I'm walking around in an open heaven without trying so much. And so tonight, you're going to get set free from this spirit of fear that has ensnared your gift. God is going to set some of you free, or all of you if you want to. A spirit of fear that has ensnared your gift. And, or any fear. I have had so much fear in my life growing up. I have been delivered and am continuing to be delivered from a spirit of fear of man. And I didn't I didn't even realize I still had it. Like years ago when I first started in praise and worship and started teaching. You probably didn't even know this, Brother Billy, but I'd have to run back to the bathroom and go throw up and then come back up and go sing. I had so much fear to get up in front of people. And I would have prophecies and I would write them down and have Robert go give him the word. And that worked for a while until he started saying, nope, no more. And then when I started traveling, I mean, I couldn't even go to the grocery store without my husband, Dennis. I mean, I could tell you stories. I had so much fear. And I remember my first ministry trip to Kenai, Alaska. I was so scared. I couldn't believe it, Judith. And here, that me, Karen, and Sharon, we stayed together in the room, and I slept next to Sharon. Oh, my goodness. I was so scared. And then when I started flying, I would wake up in panic attacks, huh? And I would be like, I don't know how to get on a stinking plane. I don't know how to check in. Honey, you got to go check me in. And what in the world am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? I can't do this. And I would say, cancel the trip. Cancel it. I can't go, huh? Oh, my. There's so lots of stories. Oh, my goodness. Whew. God is so good. He's so good. So he's going to come and set us free tonight from a spirit of fear, whether it's of man or phobias of any kind. I've had them. So I was pretty surprised I had this still, but God showed me how it worked, how it had a hold on me. A lot of it was a timing thing. I didn't realize I was so... It's like when I would give a word, I wouldn't give it all because I didn't want to take up too much time. I didn't want to bother people, even while I was prophesying to them. But last night, I got unlocked. God unlocked me. God unlocked me, and he brought the VCs here to unlock me. But Mary saw it, and she knew how to orchestrate. That's why we need each other, right? We need each other. Amen. And so when I was while I was after I was travailing the second time in February, God gave me a word for Alaska. And I just began declaring, and I was all by myself. And this is what I said. And it's even been spoken. I know that my brother back there heard it this morning. Different ones. And this is what I heard and declared. And I say to the north, wailing woman, arise. And I say to the south, wake up, thou that slumbers. And I say to the west, arise and take your place. And I say to the east, come closer. For the Lord says, you are invited to the king's table. No longer be satisfied to eat crumbs as Elijah did, who was driven into the wilderness by Jezebel. This is what he's saying to us, to Alaska. But I say, return to your place, for I have made space for you at my table. And no longer believe any more fables, nor stay in man's stables of religion. But come on out and dine with me. For I have made you to be my kings and priests. So I say to you, Alaska, stand now, stand strong, and stand together in my perfect love. Thank you, Lord. And then I had this dream when I came back. I had a dream that we were at Robert's family gathering. And one of the brothers, the younger brother, was totally transformed in God's glory. The most unlikely one. He was totally transformed in God's glory. And he came to me. And he put his finger right on my forehead. And as he touched me, I could feel something come out of me. And the Lord in my dream showed me that I had a spirit of fear of man. That brought a snare to me. And I woke up. I was like, wow. Man, honey, I had a dream that Charles was totally transformed. And he just simply put his finger on me. And I was delivered. And I believe that just one touch from the king, just one touch from the king, we can be totally delivered, transformed, healed, set free, whatever it is. And then in March, just a couple weeks ago, in preparing for these meetings, you know, I just start asking the Lord for, you know, for a while now. God, what do you want? What do you want, Lord? What do you want? And I felt like he said, I don't want you to pray alone. I want you to invite someone and be totally vulnerable and go there. And I asked him who, and he gave me who. And we came to the house. And I had been having several dreams. Same dream. And I would rebuke him and, you know, all this stuff that we do religiously. But the Lord was saying, you know, and I kept having them, and I was like, okay, why? I sat down and I didn't rebuke it. I said, Lord, are you trying to tell me something? Doing. Maybe. And he was saying to me, I was in idolatry. And you know, I'm pretty open with God, and I'm pretty open with my husband, and you know, I've had to repent for idolizing my husband. I always thought he was so perfect. and you know, and I got into idolatry, you know, because I always felt like the one that always needed help and the, you know, the bad one. And so over the years when he shows me something, you know, repentance is a very good thing. It's a very good thing. And so the Lord was showing me I had idolatry. And I'm like, okay. And he showed me that I had, he said, I am God. You will not have any other gods besides me. He's talking to us, his people. And a lot of times we go, oh, of course you're God. Yeah, of course you are. I have no gods. Not me. I love you, Jesus. Filled with the Holy Ghost, tongue-talking preacher. I have no other gods. He said, you have the God of your belly, the appetites of your flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and you idolize your culture. You idolize your culture before me. And he started showing me how I idolized my culture. He started showing me the pride I had about my culture. And the pride, God wants us to have a good, healthy pride. He wants us to love who we are. So don't feel no shame here. I'm not putting shame. This is what God showed me about me. If you don't have it, you know, that's between you and God. But he showed me. And I'm half and half. I'm half Yupik and I'm half white. And I love both sides. Thank you very much. There was a time when I didn't. There was a time when I despised my white side. And I didn't even know it. There was a time when I was prejudiced. And I didn't even know it because I grew up in the village, very traditional ways. But when God showed it to me, when he opened my eyes, and he said, you go to that one white woman, you ask for forgiveness for being prejudiced to her. And I did. I went over there, door lady. Went over to her, forgive me for being prejudiced to you. Something in me went like this. I became one in here. I became one inside. And when God showed me how I idolize my culture, I mean, and he started breaking it down, and I won't go into all the breaking down. And some of us do that and we don't even know it. It's any culture, people. Any culture. And I was like, oh my God, forgive me. And so me and this person just started praying and just like next thing I know, we're on the floor snotting and my kids are walking in and they're kind of, you know, just looking. I mean, they're pretty used to me, but you know, and we're sitting there, laying there, weeping and wailing, because, you know, the other thing he showed me was that I didn't love this city, Anchorage. He said, you love the state, but you don't love this city. And then he showed me, you know why. I mean, there's definitely been reasons why. But it doesn't matter. I'm responsible for my heart. I can choose to hang on to those things. And we do. And they can still be there. You know, those, what happened, why I started building up walls. There were reasons. But God, if we want to come up higher in Him, if we want to go in deeper with Him, like Mary ministered last night, agape love, there's a cost to it. There's a cost to it. You know, and we don't choose how it's going to come. God does, by His divine design for each and every one of us. And I love how He is so good, you know, and it is so freeing. And so as I started repenting, oh, Father, forgive me for not loving this city and the people of this city now. Forgive me for not walking with You like I should have. Who's been born in this city? Can you stand, or of this city? Can you stand, Judith, too? I didn't know I was going to do this. I want to ask you to forgive me for not loving You and loving the city the way I should have. I want to ask You to forgive me for not coming alongside and wanting to be part of prayer initiatives like I should have. So I really want to ask You to forgive me. And if we really want to come together, and we need to, we need to have God really, you know, and this is not one of those messy, you know, I love to preach some, take us up high. But I remember Mary's word last night too. She said, let it go down deep. Wait, wait. And, you know, even if I wanted to try to switch messages, I couldn't, because it wouldn't be what God wanted. And believe me, I asked Him. God is wanting us to grow up. I remember when Mary said to me one time, "You are not a child. You are a grown woman." And my mind went, "I know I am." My spirit went, "Grow." It grown up. My spirit man immediately responded, and it grew up because I received the word of the Lord. Instead of reasoning it and fighting it and going, our pride in here, I received it. Just like when we're welcomed in our gifts, and when we receive, we grow up. We grew up. And so the three things from that the Lord showed me was repentance. When his repentance comes upon us, it'll bring restoration in relationships. If we will allow his repentance to come, it'll bring a restoration in relationships. And we won't need to worry about what happened. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Amen. And I have one more thing I want to do before I dance. Part of the welcoming here at Abbott Loop for me has been the Holy Spirit Gift Night classes. And one of our assignments was to write a letter. And in this letter was about words of knowledge for someone, a picture, an impression to pray for someone. And God gave me a letter to write to someone. And that someone is here. And I haven't even told her this yet. But I believe it's not only going to be for this person. Take parts of it that God is speaking to you about. I wrote, "Dear..." and the name. And this letter is written to this person from God, because God was giving me words of knowledge for this lady. He says, "Hi, this is your Abba Father. I want you to know I am good. I really do have your best interest in mind. I really am safe, and I'm really caring. I am especially loving, long-suffering, and I do see your expected end from the beginning of your life. There's still an area of your heart of unresolved pain in fear of man, which results from a wound from your own father, and even from times of having to fend for yourself through high school and through college. I was there all along, but there's that place in your heart where you felt all alone and abandoned. And I am come now to heal that part of your heart. I say to you, do not fear man, for it brings a snare to you. It snares you in your decision making, in your lack of confidence, and even in your giftings. So I say to you, I am healing you. I am delivering you from the spirit of fear this day, says your good heavenly Father. And I felt to dance to just one touch from the King. And while I'm dancing, those of you that need healing, those of you that want to be set free, those of you that need a fresh touch from God, just come on forward. Let Him do it by His Spirit. Let Him touch you. Let Him deliver you. Let Him set you free. Let Him heal you in those areas where He knows best.
Just one touch, Lord. Just one touch, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, you show us in our own hearts the things that we need to change, or the things that we need healing from, the things that we need deliverance from, Lord. And then you show us how. And we repent, Lord. God, I thank you, God, for the stepping forward of repentance, Lord. And your healing and your deliverance has taken place here tonight. Father, I just thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Father, that your Holy Spirit would go down into those deep areas. Go right to those places where the hurt is, those places that have restricted us from stepping forward into all that you have for us. God, into that area where you want us to have peace. God, into those areas where you want us to have joy. Lord, into those areas where you want love to bubble up. Father, I just proclaim your Spirit, Father, healing those places right now, Lord. I thank you for your touch. I thank you for your touch. We reach out for your touch, Lord. Because we will never be the same because of your healing. We'll never be the same. Father, I just thank you, God, for your victory, Lord. For God, your word says that we are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And Father, I just thank you, God, Lord, that we put on your strength. We put on your strength, the strength of your Holy Spirit. The strength of your Holy Spirit be poured out, Lord. Your word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. And I proclaim over this people, Father, over myself, over our households, even over our children, Lord. because this healing and this deliverance isn't just for us, but it's for generations on generations. Lord, I proclaim your strength and your healing. Father, your Father, Holy Spirit, that will flow in our homes and in our households, God. God, I just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your touch. Thank you, God, for your touch. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, just stay in that place with him. Stay in that place. Just stay in that place with him for a little while. Let a complete work be done. Yes. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, God, for the healing, Father. Lord, of relationships, God. Lord, even as Eleanor had proclaimed, God, Lord, there's a healing of relationships. Father God, some of those ones, God, that had been estranged from us, Lord, for years and even decades, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that in this year, Father, that you'll bring them back around. And Lord, that there will be a healing in relationships, Father. Father, I just thank you, God, Lord God, that agape love, Father, the relationships won't be as they were before, but they will be relationships of your agape love. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Father, bless you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the victory, Lord. Thank you, God, for the victory. Why don't you just turn that up a little bit? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to talk to you guys a little bit. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate about my wife is that she'll talk to God and she'll ask him questions, and she just has a conversation with him, and she has inspired me to have that type of a relationship with God. It's not restricted to any one person. We can do that too. And I used to ask him questions, but I'd hear nothing. But I'm starting to hear, starting to have that conversation back and forth. You know, a lot of times we don't even realize when there's something that we need, something that we need healing of. I remember listening to the radio program, and they were talking about this study that a university was doing. And what they had is they had this cage. And on the cage, it was just a metal floor. And they had put this dog inside the cage. And they just zapped. They closed the door and they just zapped the dog and kind of shocked him. And when the dog first felt it, he just started yelping and hollering and running around the cage. And they just did this over and over again, and he would be yelping and hollering. But pretty soon, when they had shocked the dog would just go like this. He'd just kind of go like that. And he'd just stay there, and he wouldn't even move or yelp or anything. Then pretty soon they opened up the door of the cage, and they shocked the dog, and he just stayed there, stayed right inside that cage. Then what happened is they put another dog in there with that dog. And they shocked the dog, and that new dog, he started yelping and ran around and ran outside of the cage. And the other dog that was just sitting there, he followed that other dog outside of the cage. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, as soon as I heard that, it's like, boom. You know, sometimes we get in places for so long that we don't even realize that we're going through abuse. That things are being done to us, or we're staying in a place that we don't even realize the detriment that we're in. And we just endure it. But sometimes it takes someone else that can be there with us, that can show us the way out. And you know what? I feel like there's different times in our lives where we need a little bit of help seeing the way out to that liberty and that victory. And what happened tonight, I feel like there's going to be a lot of testimonies, just like Eleanor was testifying of the things that happened to her, that opening up of his spirit. That one scripture that we quote, where it's, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. There's been fear that has been taken out of our hearts. It's so that his love can manifest in us, that we could have his power and walk in a sound mind. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. I just want to say thank you all for coming and being with us. And I just enjoy these times when we can come and worship together and see what God does. It amazes me every single time. Our next meeting is May 1st and 2nd, right up there. And we just want to invite you. There's a sign-up sheet. If we don't have your email in the back foyer, there's a sign-up sheet. You can just put your email. We'll send you out emails and send you reminders. And we're on Facebook, and we send out reminders there. Invite somebody. You know what? It's all about His kingdom, the kingdom of God. So God bless you. Lord, I thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit going with each one. Lord, you've done a wonderful work here tonight, Father, but I thank you, God, Lord, that you will continue in it. Thank you, and we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and visit a little bit, but before you go, if you could help us just put the chairs away, that would be wonderful. God bless you all.